Welcome back, and I'm just going to say this right now. Have you seen it? Have you seen the pictures? Area 51's massive new hangar is showing up in new Google Earth images. Google Earth image. I'm shook up. Right now, go to Coast to Coast AM. Check it out. For the first time in a half a decade, Area 51 is updated. The imagery right now of Area 51 is incredible, and this new hangar is freaky. You can check out right now all of the pictures and read the full story at coasttocoastam.com. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Next up, the one and only Mr. Ben Hansen. Stay with us. Welcome back to Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church, on this Saturday, moving into officially Sunday morning. And next up is Ben Hansen, and Ben is well known for being the host and lead investigator of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake, The Paranormal Files. He's also appeared and produced on several other television programs, such as UFOs Declassified on the Smithsonian and Canada History Channels. He lectures and appears around the United States and around the world at different conferences that I have done with him too as well. I would like to welcome to Coast to Coast, Ben Hansen. Ben, good evening, good morning.
Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
It's going good, Ben, and I want to bust your chops a little bit because the last time you and I were together was in Roswell a couple of months ago, and something interesting happened when you came on my show, which was, I don't know what I said, and we don't need to do that now. Okay, let's forget that part of it. But I said something, and you immediately turned on your private investigator hat and busted my chops and started questioning me, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. When did you
When did you
develop this, man? Because it was vicious. You went right at me, and I deserved it. But you've got this natural thing going on. When did this happen?
I forget what the context was, but I remember it was funny, and we were having a lot of fun on the show, and you know, I find it's kind of hard for me to turn off because I've always been inclined to ask, to inquire. And I don't know, part of my background when I was going through college and then kind of acquiring these skills, my degrees in criminology and sociology and all that, was really trying to figure out what makes people tick. You know, why do they do what they do? And one of my kind of hobbies, I guess, was to, beyond the work, and I worked for several years investigating child sex crimes. So it's kind of like a party, you know, conversation stopper when people ask what you do, and you're like, well, they're like, oh, that's so sad, you know. And I worked for several years doing that before then going on to work for the federal government, eventually for a few years working for the FBI. And you know, the TV show came after all of that, and people are kind of like, well, how do you make the transition? And a large part, you know, the investigating, the ability to talk to people and to question is really what I brought over from that whole experience. And it is kind of something that's kind of hard to shut off when you're talking to somebody, you know, after the thousands of different interviews that I've given to victims and perpetrators of the most heinous crimes.
Right.
You start to notice things with the way people talk, the things that they leave out of conversations, and just curiosity, basically, to, you know, look into it.
Yeah, I've got to remember that the next time you and I hang out, which is going to be soon enough, too, as well. And it was instinctual. And when I made that observation with you after that, after, you know, my experience, you know, I'm watching how you converse with other people and stuff, and you squint your eyes and you study who you're talking to. And it's an amazing thing. Most people don't have that ability to be so inquisitive. You know, they let things go by them. You do not do that.
Well, you can turn it on and off. And it was hard when I was dating, too, in relationships.
Because, sure.
You know, you think everyone's not being upfront with you, and it's kind of difficult, but it is something that you can turn on and off.
Now, one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to jump into it here. I'll let the audience know. We have a bunch of clips that we're going to play of of Bill, Obama, Hillary on the different shows over the last year that I have talked about a lot, and I've talked about it with you as well. What do you think is going on with the media? Not so much with these clips, but in general, that the alien subject and disclosure is it's in the media today, and it's never been like this in the past. Is there a message? Is there something subliminal going on?
Well, it certainly is. I mean, if you reel back, a couple decades ago, and I think the last time that I remember it being talked about so much was maybe about the 80s. You remember when E.T. and Close Encounters in late 70s and all that stuff would come out? We really had a lot of UFO reporting. I remember because I was a kid and I used to take newspaper clippings and cut out every UFO article I could find. And it's not like it went away, but it was almost like there wasn't a whole lot of reporting, I feel, until the Area 51 story broke in the 90s. You had popular shows like The X-Files, that were coming out. But we've had a resurgence. I think you're absolutely right. In the last couple of years, especially, we're seeing a change with mainstream media being able to talk about these sightings and stories without snickering, halfway through the headline. And I think that's huge.
It
And
is
on top
huge.
of that,
Oh,
it's
go
now
ahead.
entered the political arena, whereas we do have evidence that, previous presidents have inquired on the subject, but the media hasn't focused on it like they have, and we'll discuss, later tonight.
When I was in school for broadcasting and journalism, one of our teachers worked here in Los Angeles for CNN. Can't say who it was, but producer and stuff. And I said, what would you do? What would happen if a UFO story was presented? Something really cool and fast. What do you mean? I said, well, how would you guys handle that? It's no, we wouldn't. I said, well, what do you mean? No, it doesn't matter. We don't do that stuff. But what if, and I'm trying to get a straight answer out of him. What if I was, and I had this great story and I brought it to you, dude, it just wouldn't happen. Can we move on now? I was like, wow, that's the way the media treats it. Well, okay, so that was 10 years ago. Today, I don't think it's that kind of party. I think that they would hopefully do the reporting because it seems to be out there a little bit more.
I think it is. It's slowly but surely. At least the topic is okay to talk about. It's kind of like the stigma that was removed from, and on our show, we do a lot of paranormal investigating, including ghost hunting. And some things like the TV show Ghost Hunters did a world of good for ghost hunting because it kind of removed that stigma. And what most people understand about UFOs, unfortunately, is just pop culture, and they know from the movies. But this next generation coming up, they're still fascinated by this subject. And our goal is to be like, look, okay, the movies are great to get you interested, but do you know the real stories? Do you
Right.
know that this is really going on and that our politicians are really interested in this?
Before we get into the clips, when you and I know exactly what you're doing, oh, come on, right? But when you but like all of us did, when you were looking at this and they seemed to come out rapid fire every couple of months, they were doing Kimmel or Ellen or what have you. What do you think the message was? What were they trying to say to the public? Because we're on a grand stage of media when you're doing Kimmel and these late night broadcasts.
Well, the first question I ask, and I know the other guests that have been on Coast, like Grant Cameron and Stephen Bassett, and one of our big questions is why? Who has requested this topic? Because when you go on Kimmel and you're president or former president, a lot of people believe it's completely scripted, and that they know all the questions beforehand, and that's very probable. But when you go on a show like this, you're given forewarning at least. And whose idea was it? If they want to give a message, why all of a sudden Is it just Jimmy Kimmel who's got a real interest in this and he's prodding? I don't think so. Because as we talk later, we'll find out that campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, big UFO buff, and he's been pushing for reporters to ask her, about UFO. So somebody really does have an intent to get the subject out and on the airwaves.
Yeah, and the assumption would be, Jimmy Kimmel is interested in the subject, and so it's the Kimmel Show, and there you go. But Obama turns around and goes on Ellen and does virtually the same maneuver. So that takes that question out of it. It seems like there is a message there coming from somebody to someone.
Yeah, it would seem that way. At this point, I think there's just too little to know which direction it's coming from. And we have reached out to Kimmel's production company, to Ellen's production company. And, as I expected, no one has gotten back to us, because if you've got that tie-in to interview, presidents and former presidents, you're not going to burn that bridge by discussing it further.
Did you, what's your background with body language and your education with the FBI? Were you trained in body language and eye movement?
Sure. If people, to look at my videos, and they're all up on YouTube, the ones that my website kind of has a lead into it, and then they're on YouTube if you just Google, Jimmy Kimmel and Glenn and whatever. But at the beginning of all my videos, I do make a disclaimer, because I'm very particular about that. I do not claim to be a body language expert. In fact, I have not written books or done primary research on it. But when I spent several years at the state and federal level investigating child sex crimes of, for the most part, having interviewed so many people and being trained and certified in forensic, high-intensity forensic interviewing techniques, I would, say that I know a little bit more than the average person when it comes to this. So in FBI training, it's just sort of glossed over. Unless you do go and specialize, perhaps as a negotiator or something like that, your interviewing is kind of recurring training. But for the most part, it was a personal hobby of mine that took me both before and after my service into deception detection. Every book I could get my hands on, I would read. In our show Factor Faked, we looked at new technologies that analyze, voice patterns and things like that, and then just putting it into practice. So the videos and the clips we're going to hear, my interpretations, I do have to make the disclaimer that they are my own opinions and do not represent anyone that I've worked for formally. But I do think that it does shed some light on it, because what I've done is taken the research of people who actually have done all these studies. What does it mean when somebody, does this with their face or this with their eyes? And a lot of this, when people are interested, comes from off branches of psychology. One of them is called neuro-linguistic programming. And NLP, despite what you might see when you Google it, some people, oh, that's junk science, and so is looking at gestures. If that were true, would they be teaching this to our agencies, FBI, CIA? It's a part, it's a tool that helps you put the whole picture together. And I make that distinction pretty clear. There's no one gesture that can tell you if someone is being deceiving. There's just not. I mean, that would be way too easy. Instead, what happens is we get a pattern of red flags.
Right.
If you have enough of these red flags, it gives you a propensity, a probability to say, I believe this person is experiencing stress or embarrassment or whatever the emotion is. And if it happens to be stress, it's a guessing game at that point to determine what it is. We can't be in their head. We only kind of have to guess, but it doesn't necessarily tell us they're lying.
Okay, let me jump in. Let me jump in right here. I want to play this first track because I've never heard this before. Let's go ahead and play it. This is Obama cracking a joke in Roswell. Go ahead, Juan. Roll it.
It was a wonderful trip over here. We took the helicopter. We had landed in Roswell. I announced to people when I landed that I had come in peace. But let me tell you, there are more 9 and 10 year old boys around the country when I meet them. They ask me, have you been to Roswell? And is it true what they say? And I tell them, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. So, and their eyes get all big, you know, so we're going to keep our secrets here.
Wow. Okay. I've never heard that before. And I don't know if that was cool or not.
Well, you know, this, that came to me from a reporter friend of mine, Lee Spiegel, of the Huffington Post. And he writes, you know, on these UFO subjects. And
sure.
What I was trying to see was, before the Kimmel interview, what was Obama's perspective, shall we say, on the UFO subject? How did he treat it? And that was one instance where, I believe it was 2012, where he had landed in Roswell and was addressing the people after his visit. And he makes this joke. Now, every instance where Obama has talked about UFOs in the Democratic debates, he was in 2008, to this, to talking to Will Smith's son, Jaden.
Right.
Every instance I can find is a joke. Now, not a surprise, right? Talking about UFOs traditionally has been a death knell for politicians. And here we have him, you know, breaking the ice with a joke that his speechwriter probably wrote. But what a joke! To say that you'd have to kill, you know, 9 and 10 year old boys was pretty shocking at the time. Now, granted, we've had other politicians say shocking things, you know, in the past year or so. But yeah, so what really is sets the baseline is that during this really starts back with Bill Clinton, but we can jump to Obama right now. In last, let's see, it was 2015. I think it was March, sometime in March, March 12th of last year, Obama appears on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and his being there was very interesting, and we can prove he knew he was going to be asked about UFOs, because the new LA Times had done a story actually on one of my videos just the day before. Okay. So, Bill Clinton had been asked about UFOs in 2014. The LA Times says, when Jimmy Kimmel interviews Obama, is he going to ask him the same questions about UFOs? And they put a link to my story.
Interesting.
To my video.
Right.
So on that night, Jimmy Kimmel actually mentioned my video to President Obama. And when I saw this, I was floored. You know, I was the only person doing this on the internet. And he talks about people who online are going to, you know, analyze his gestures and movements. And so the next day I was sitting there thinking, should I do an analysis on this video?
Right. Well, and did the phone ring, by the way? Don't do the analysis.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, and if I do it, what are the consequences of doing a critique on the body language of the sitting president? So it was very daunting, and I finally got it done. But
well, let me jump in. We're going to take a break right here, Ben, and we'll check out that clip right after the break. And this Roswell clip, though, the good people of Roswell, they know something went on there. They take this very serious. And I'm not so sure that that joke was too funny to the good people of Roswell. That's just my opinion. And I love Roswell, and I know you do too, Ben. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. More with Ben Hansen right after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back. Coast to Coast AM. Our guest tonight is Ben Hansen. I want to thank Caroline Corey for coming on with us earlier. Absolutely fascinating conversation. But have you, this clown situation that is going on the East Coast, and I'm glad it hasn't hit California yet, but there is something going on out there, and I don't know what it is, but cops have caught one creepy clown now in Kentucky. Go to Coast to Coast AM Right now, check out this picture on the homepage. That is freaky. You can check out all of the pictures and read the full story right now, Coast to Coast AM. Our guest tonight is Ben Hansen. We're going to go through some more of these audio clips and your phone calls next with Ben Hansen. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Yeah, we're now officially in Sunday morning. Our guest tonight is Ben Hansen, and we're talking about the mass media and ufology and the subject of aliens. And right now things are kind of trippy. And you also have what's curious, Ben, is the comment that Hillary made at the newspaper in New Hampshire. And that, I thought that was kind of a strange thing to pop out on the campaign trail in the midst of all of this other stuff that has been going down. The track that I want to do now, and I want your comments on it before we roll it, is one that most people haven't heard, which is the one on the Ellen Show. And I have talked to many researchers on Fade to Black about this show, and most haven't heard about it. It's not as famous as the Kimmel stuff. What did you make of that, you know, and bringing out a child, right, to deal with this subject? I thought that was strange, too.
Well, for people to kind of get the whole picture here, you kind of have to understand that there's been an evolution, if you will, of Obama's stance publicly on this. So if we go back to when he was joking and before he was president, we've established that quite clearly. In 2015, when he appears on Kimmel, he starts out with some jokes, and then he ends up dropping a bombshell by saying he can't reveal anything.
Yeah, we're going to get to...
No president has ever said regarding the UFO subject that he can't reveal anything.
Yeah, we're going to get to that clip in a second. The Ellen Show, and not to cut you off, though, but the point that I thought was shocking about Ellen is I don't want to offend anybody, but it seemed like there was a message there. That's what it just felt like. He was trying to say something, and it was different than any other appearance.
It definitely was, and it all fits together, because when he finally gets to Ellen, which happened just in February of this year,
right?
This is one where we can definitely say that he's reading off of a cue card and teleprompter, because when you watch the video, he's talking with 6-year-old Macy Hensley. So Ellen uses this presidential expert little girl. She's really cute, really intelligent, and she is invited on the show to interview President Obama and ask him questions. So she can't read yet. She goes off of cue cards. And if you watch the video, you can see them reading the cue cards. So keep that in mind. And when you hear this, keep in mind that they're reading a scripted sort of a staged thing. However, even more so, that's interesting, because anything that we glean from Obama's behavior, we know he's had time to prepare for it, and he knows precisely the words that he's going to say.
Yeah, so, and you can't lie to a 6-year-old little girl as cute as her either. Juan, go ahead and roll this clip.
So you have questions for the president?
Yeah.
This is a big moment. You can whatever you want to ask. What's your first question?
So, is there really a book of secrets?
That's a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of secrets would you want to know? What would be in the book of secrets?
If aliens are real.
Ah.
Well, what do you think?
Well, after watching this TV show, I think aliens are probably real.
Golly. Okay. Well.
Which TV show was that?
I think it's called, like, America's Book of Secrets.
There you go.
Well, seems like somebody spilled the secrets already.
I thought that was classified.
That's a book of secrets, and yet there's a TV show.
Yeah, well, the truth is, Macy, we haven't actually made direct contact with aliens yet. But when we do, I'll let you know.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something strange.
So, you know, when I get this video, like all the others, I sit there and think about what am I going to do with it. And on this approach, I not only looked at the body language, but specifically focused on what we call content statement analysis. So we break apart the exact words he's saying, because whether a speechwriter wrote it for him or he came up with it his own, he had to approve it. And I would bet that it was written word for word for him to read. Okay, so he's not just talking to a six-year-old. His audience is not only the nation, but the world. Anything he says to this six-year-old on a topic like this, you got to, you know, consider, yes, it's for entertainment on this show, but he specifically uses some words which make it very difficult to know what he means. There's a lot of operative words in there. For example, he says, well, the truth is, Macy, we haven't actually made direct contact with aliens yet. Who is we?
And direct. What does direct mean? Yeah.
What does direct mean? Is it the nation?
Right.
When you look at it in totality, at the minimum, you're looking at somebody who is asserting that he is in a position to know, because he's speaking for somebody, for him and the world. Otherwise, how would he know what other people know? And, words do mean things. They do. And Obama, when you look at him, compare him to Clinton, he is very precise in how he likes to word things. He doesn't necessarily ramble, like we would see Clinton do, and kind of treading water to come up with a thread here. So it was very enlightening with this, especially because of what he said on Kimmel a year earlier.
Well, let's assume one thing, can't we? That if he says directly, then the natural response would be, right, well, then we've made contact indirectly. Is that what you're saying? Is that the way to look at it?
One avenue you could take with it. I personally don't think that's the only possibility. It could mean, we directly could mean, they're hopeful that there would be some direct contact, or that there have been sightings that could be UFOs, from other worlds. It doesn't necessarily mean that, but a lot of people want it to mean that. And, that's the difficulty with this appearance on the Ellen Show.
Yeah, let's go to the famous, infamous, I should say, the Obama and Kimmel clip in 2015, when he says, "I can't reveal anything." Body language was everything on this clip too, as well. Roll this one, Juan.
So this is something I feel like if I was the president, and it's unlikely that that is ever going to happen.
You never know.
If I was the president,
it was unlikely that I was going to be president.
The moment I was inaugurated, my hand would just, it'd still be hot from touching the Bible, and I would immediately race to wherever they have the files about Area 51 and the UFOs, and I'd go through everything to find out what happened.
Right.
Did you do that?
That's why you will not be president. That's the first thing that you would do.
the
aliens won't let it happen. You reveal all their secrets. They exercise strict control over us.
Now, there are a lot of people that are going to examine your facial expressions here, every twitch, everything, and say, and of course, so did you look? Did you see? Did you explore?
I can't reveal anything.
Oh, really? Because President Clinton said he did go right in, and he did check, and there was nothing.
Well, that's what we're instructed to say.
What do they say? If a picture could paint 1,000 words, right? Well it's all there.
I was speaking to a MUFON group just this past week, and of course, these are the people who are really into this and would know about this interview, and you know what? It's not as widespread as people might realize. Not many people, looked at this and thought of it of anything other than just a nice, fun, entertaining joke. And, it starts out with Obama giving three jokes like you would expect him to do, because that's how he's treated it. But when we look at the video, I was actually able to zoom in high def and count the breathing rate. And actually get a count. Now, some people you know, would think, oh, well, he's really grasping at straws here. If you know anything about body language and micro expressions and how they get into the minutiae, this is nothing. What I was able to do was find that within that, the question being asked to him as it's being set up, his breathing actually increases to 42 breaths per minute.
Is that incredible? Is that good or bad?
Well, it's anything over 20 is considered a medical condition called tachypnea. Over 24 is a serious condition. Now, the difference here is that I believe this is psychosomatic. The body does not need air. It's not like he went running. You know, we know he's a smoker, but that's not what's causing this.
Right.
It's a momentary reaction, the same that you would get in taking a polygraph, where it instantly goes up and then it goes away. So I do think there was some discomfort there. And right before he answers, deflects, he distracts, he uses these jokes to break the ice. Whatever you feel about Obama, you got to admit he's a smooth, eloquent speaker most of the time. And he goes in with these jokes and then has this bombshell. He can't reveal anything. He shakes his head no. There's a little bit of a stutter in there. I mean, he's known for doing that. But when you combine his smile is wiped from his face, his response is quieter. It's almost mumbled, indicative of uncertainty, resignation. He breaks eye contact. Everything, I believe, in my opinion, points to this not being a joke in this part of the interview. And when he turns away and says this, I can't reveal anything, consider for a moment your listeners might be aware of the 2011 WhiteHouse.org petition that was done by Stephen Bassett and the Disclosure Movement.
Right.
If your administration comes out and says, officially, there is nothing to reveal, we have no evidence of a cover-up, we have no evidence that the government was involved in one, nor do we have verification that we've been visited from another world. They said this. Why would you not fall back on your own administration's official statement and say, you know what, Jimmy, we looked into this and we couldn't find anything?
Yeah, I want to hear this. I want to hear this again. Juan, play the I can't reveal anything. I just want to hear that.
So did you look? Did you see? Did you... explore.
I can't reveal anything.
Oh, really?
Wow. You know, I remember, sure. Yeah, Ben, I remember the first time that I saw that, I also thought that statement had more to it. And I just felt that it was the body language, it was the reaction, it was the way that he said it, and it may have been scripted, but I could tell that there was something to that. There was major emphasis on that.
You know, and it's driven me crazy because I do look at every twitch and everything, and, you know, I could only come up with three conclusions. One of them might be that he's playing kind of like the cool kid, you know, I know something you don't know, and he's been told nothing. Unlikely, because I feel this was a genuine response. The second option is that he's been told something and been told not to ask anymore. Right. And of course, then there's the third conclusion that he's been told a lot or everything. And he is being, you know, more or less deceptive now and saying he doesn't know anything. But you see, the news got it wrong. He didn't say he didn't know anything. The news got it very wrong because the next day the headline said Obama denies aliens of or knowledge of aliens. There
right.
is no denial here.
Right. Right. We have just enough time before this break. Let's do Hillary on Kimmel. Juan, can you cue that up? Are you ready to go? Let's fire this one off because one of the things, hold on, Juan, is when she brings up UAPs, right? Is that in this clip?
It should be, yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this. Go ahead, Juan.
When we had your husband, President Clinton, on this show, he said, I asked him about UFOs and Area 51, and if he looked in, because if I was president, that's the first thing I do. I go right into those files and
right.
see what was going on.
Right.
And he said that he did do that.
Yes.
And that he didn't find anything.
Well,
I'm gonna
do it again.
Yeah, why not?
Right?
And you know, there's a new name. It's unexplained aerial phenomenon.
Unexplained aerial phenomenon,
yep,
really?
Yep, UAP. That's the latest nomenclature.
I like the old one. I like UFO. I don't know why.
Well, I think we can use them interchangeably. But I would like us to go into those files and hopefully make as much of that public as possible. If there's nothing there, let's tell people there's nothing there.
What if there is something there?
Well, if there is something there, unless it's a, you know, threat to national security, I think we ought to share it with the public.
Well, what if everybody's all hopped up on medical marijuana and everybody gets paranoid? I would love
well,
it.
That's why I want more research.
If you share it with me, I'll decide what is the best course of action. I really have my ear to the ground.
Well, you know, I'm more than happy to do that.
Okay. Now, there's a lot more here than there's a lot of information. Obviously, the UAP thing, for her to have that kind of knowledge, because that's not man on the street stuff. You are obviously a fan of ufology to know what that is.
And we believe we've traced that to her campaign manager, John Podesta,
right,
wrote the foreword to Leslie Keene's book. And
right,
he uses that term extensively, and it was given, and she was given a copy of it. So I agree with Hillary here in the sense that she's trying to change the verbiage, the nomenclature that's used when addressing the subject, because UFOs have a stigma of kookiness and weird, and using UAP, she's trying to change the conversation, just like every other major social change movement, because it's important to her. And that's what she's trying to do here when she's correcting him and saying, look, you know, let's talk about it as a UAP, you know, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, I was just looking at Twitter here, and somebody just posted that, you know, it's the president was making a joke. Don't make 2 and 2 equal 6, right? And that statement is funny to me, and I'll tell you why. It's not the president, it's presodents, it's candidates, it's not one show, it's multiple shows in different contexts over the period of a year. This wasn't one isolated incident. This is something that has been repeated over and over again. And I just think, like everybody else, I think that there is a message there. And I'm not wrong in jumping to that conclusion.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing it at least in the Democratic side with the interest that we knew Hillary had kind of now carrying that torch. If it's true what she has said, like you mentioned, the reporter of the Conway Daily Star, I think it was, or Daily Sun. And when Damon Steer interviews her.
Let me jump in right there, Ben. We got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll take some phone calls, and we've got a couple of more clips we're going to play. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Our guest tonight, Ben Hansen. We'll be right back.